either. Is that whatsoever? We ask in the name of Jesus. It shall be done. The Bible said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. And then he said what? Come on, he said what? I can't hear you. Help me say knock. Knock. And he said it shall. Your hands together, give God praise. Come on, give Him praise. Give Him praise. Understand how you feel, but choir, y'all not finished singing. Come on. Amen. Come on, choir. My. That's all. That's it. I need another soprano. Something done had it.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. All you already know that song get my motor running, and I'm just sitting here right now trying to catch my breath, so y'all bear with me this morning, because let me tell you something. It's nothing better knowing that Jesus is on the main line and I'm able to tell him what I want. I'm able to go to him and just lay it on the table, knowing because of my position, my alignment with him, me being in center mass, that he's hearing it. The prayer is not going over his head. It's not going around under his feet. It's not going nowhere, but just where it's supposed to go. And I'm a firm believer. You know why? Because I ask. I ask and I believe that I am going to receive because of the changes that I've asked God to make in my life. So I'm going to tell you all something. Every time I hear that song, it's a testimony to me. It's a testimony that I can sit and call you and tell you about all day long, all day long. Good morning all over this United States of America. Good morning to all of our international partners. We again welcome you on this Good Friday. Yes, it is Good Friday. Good Friday. So we welcome you this morning, and as we share our executive meeting with you all, as we open the door, as God opens the door, let me change that, as God opens the door and allow you to come in and sit at his feet, sit and be in his presence as he gives us his daily manna, as he gives us the living water, so we shall not thirst anymore. So we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We praise your holy name. We praise God's holy name together in one accord, knowing that he is our everything. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the creator of this world. He is our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He is our healer. He is our deliverer. And we want to be in his presence all the time. I don't know about you, but I do. I want to be in his presence. I'm just so thankful that he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son to die for a sinner like me, to die for someone like me, to give me a chance, to give me a chance to have everlasting life. So I say good morning to you all this morning. We say good Friday, happy Good Friday to you. And if I don't say another word, I want to say this. Make sure that you're on the line on Sunday morning so you can get a great rhema word from God. One thing that I am a little mad with COVID with is that normally ABM, we have a play, an illustration to go with the message. And that's something that I truly have loved over the years that I've been there, to actually see an illustration put into place about what, you know, about the resurrection of Christ and whatnot. So, but still, we still have a voice that's going to come forth, and we're inviting you to come on, have other people to come on with you so you can hear a rhema word. I just needed to get that in. And we have to be, you have to be on the line by 10:45 if you continue to get a busy signal. Don't give up. Keep trying, because you need to hear what God has for you and you and you and you. Good morning, Minister Chiquita. Please bring us in prayer.
Good morning, Evangelist. And good morning, saints. Once again, thank you for tuning in with us at our executive meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And we'd like to thank coming in with us. We thank you for your presence with us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing your ominous spirit to us, oh God. It's truly a blessing, God, for you to allow us to sit in your presence, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day like never before, oh God. We can continue to push, God, like never before, oh God. We will push past ourselves, God. We will not put limitations on ourselves, oh God, because you have no limits, oh God. We will continue not put a cap on you, God. Go on the things that you do, oh God, because what you can do, the possibilities are endless, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you, God, for the anointing that you are putting in us all day, every day, oh God. We thank you that you're spreading around like a wildfire, God, because right now in this day and time, it is truly needed, oh God. We thank you, God, for the things you're doing, oh God, that you're placing the people, the right people in the right places, oh God. Right now, oh God, you are doing that, oh God. You are letting them seek the word, oh God, and getting the nourishment of you, oh God, the enrichment of you, oh God, the royalties of you, oh God, the peace, the joy, all the things that they're entitled to, God, because they are heirs of you, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We are heirs of the heiresses and heirs of the kingdom, oh God. We thank you, God, for this is a true royalties, oh God. Let us not think that, let us limit our mind to think that true blessings are only materialistic, God, but some of them are extra life, extra time on our life, God. A little extra, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Let us know, God, that it is not just materialistic, God. No, God, it's favor sometimes, God. God, your miracles and your blessings, God. Sometimes, God, it's anointing, oh God. Sometimes, God, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus Christ. Sometimes it's peace, oh God. Sometimes it's joy, oh God. We thank you for this, oh God. We thank you that that's the manifestation, God. Sometimes, God, the blessing, God, is the clearness of mind, God. It's a clearness of heart, oh God. Let us know, God, that these two are blessings and these two are miracles, oh God, that we should not set our minds on mediocre thinking, God, to limit ourselves for the things that you cannot do, God, but we will limit our, we will not put a limit on a cap on you, God, because we know you can do everything to see land beyond what we can fathom, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God, like never before, oh God, and we continue to push, God, stay in the light of you, oh God, worship you, oh God, love you, oh God, and seek your face, God, like never before, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. May God, you continue to be an ominous presence in our life, oh God, so we know, God, where we can stay in the righteous path, God, and never walk astray, oh God. We thank you, God. May we continue to stay in a pocket with you, oh God, because we know within you, God, there is safety. Safety within you, oh God. Safety of the mind, heart, soul, and the spirit, oh God. And we thank you for this, oh God. We thank you, God, for adding us joy, God, and adding all the riches to us, oh God. And you know, God, like I say, God, I love you with every soul and fathom of fiber of my body, God. I thank you, God. I love you, God. From here to the mountaintops, from the mountaintops to the heavens, oh God, we shall praise your name like never before. And it's your name, God. I love you. Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus Christ, hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ, hallelujah, Lord.
Amen. Amen. And you are absolutely right. Jesus Christ. What a better name than Jesus Christ. What a name it is. Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us so we can have everlasting life, which makes him our Messiah. Listen, what I wanted to speak on today is just having fervent love. Just being in a place because, yes, we are. Today is Good Friday, and on Sundays there's going to be a lot of messages, a lot of Easter messages going forth, just reminding us of what Jesus has done for us. And I have to be real. We shouldn't have to wait for Easter Sunday to realize what Jesus did for us. We should have a love in our body. We should have a love in our mind. We should at all times have a remembrance of who he is and what he has done and what he is still doing. I mean, when he left us with a comforter to lead us, to guide us, to take us to places that we wouldn't even fathom going. And this is just how much Jesus loves. This is how much love is just still here on this earth. We have to identify. We have to identify as to what is so great to God. What is so great to God? We have to sit over the days, over the nights, over whatever. You go back to the years if that's what it needs to be to realize. But you really don't have to go that far. All you need to do is just know that when you got up this morning, that you woke up into love. Because you didn't have to be here. There's so many that was not, and that does not mean that God did not love them. I don't want that to be taken out of the wrong context. What I'm saying to you is on today, you have another opportunity to get things right. You have another opportunity to fall in love with Jesus. Every day of my life when I wake up, since I realized who he is to me, since I realized the sacrifices that he has made for me, since I realized that I can be in a place where today I may have fell short of his glory, but then I wasn't cast out. I wasn't put in a place where I was isolated. I wasn't put in a place where I was forgotten about. I was still in his heart because of my obedience and because of the love that he has for him. My obedience is the only way that I can show him that, yes, I love you too. Yes, I'm thankful for every stripe that you took. Yes, I'm thankful for every word that was came up against you. Yes, I'm thankful for every time they spat in your face. Yes, I'm thankful that you had to carry that big old cross on your back. Yes, I'm thankful because you were ridiculed for me, for mankind. Yes, I'm thankful for everything that you did. So therefore, we must have a fervent love, a fervent love for Christ. And one thing that I have came to, I used to wake up in the mornings always grumpy, always finding something to complain about, always just in a mood for whatever reason. But then when I sat and I started reading the Bible and things started changing, I got into a good church that was just teaching me, you know, teaching me what not to do, who to be, and how to handle things and not get stuck in to an old place. I start feeling free. Freedom. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Freedom came into a position. And it gave me a freedom to love. Stuff started falling off of me. All the hurt, all the embarrassment, all the shame, all of these different things. And the reason why is because I started asking God. I started asking him day in and day out, show me how I can love you. Show me how I can show you how much I'm thankful, how grateful I am for you. And scriptures start coming into place. But not only scriptures, you all should know by now I'm a person that loves illustration. God put people, a prophecy was fulfilled in my life, and that was even the better. That was even the better for God telling me, listen, I told you that I loved you. I told you that I've forgiven you. I told you these different things. So now, because you are a person like Gideon, always questioning, got for me to show you some things, I'm going to show you. And God placed me in a place where he showed me. And I'm going to tell you, saints, it wasn't easy. It's still not easy. But the beauty of it is when you know, you know, you know that it's God just showing you things, you become thankful. And that's when my freedom came into place. And that's where I started thinking my false love started turning into true love. And my true love started turning into fervor. And I want to say to you, I'm trying to get to, I'm sorry, 1 Peter 4:8, where it teaches us that intense and unfailing love for one another, where it talks about that. But I want to tell you what the King James Version translate this verse to say, that we are to have fervent love for one another. The verb of the Greek word that is translated for fervent, it means to be hot, to boil. So therefore, it let me know that our love walk needs to be hot, on fire, boiling over, not tepid, not cold, or barely noticeable. And that's one thing that I love about God, because when I started asking him to show me, because I had been dealt with so much disappointment, so much different things, betrayal, different things like that, God did that. He placed me in a place where I saw continuing love. He placed me in a place where I seen undying love. He placed me in a place where I seen everlasting love, but I saw it. And he put me in a place that I was able to really see how Jesus in the natural had to go through some things. And when I mean that, he showed me how Jesus went through persecution by using other people. He showed me how Jesus was sitting and give to those that betrayed him. He showed me how it was to turn the other cheek, even though you're helping these people, you're doing this, you're doing that, and people steady stabbing you in the back or doing different things. But he taught me. He allowed me to see things. And this is what people don't understand about me. I'm not the one that's going to jump on a bandwagon because other people, I stay where God tells me to stay because I have an expectation that God is going to do what he says that he's going to do. See, it goes back to self. When you identify who you are and the issues that you have, and you say, God, work on me. Lord, change me. I'm ready for a change. Change my heart. Change my mind. Change my walk. Change my talk. Then you have to be into a place that you are ready to be settled, stable, so you can see everything. And not only do you see everything, you grasp everything. You realize that God is saying, look, this is what you are not supposed to do. Look, this is what you're supposed to do. But most of all, what God has taught me in this season, in these 3 years, is to how to truly love, and not just truly love, to fervently love, to be on fire, to be hot, to be whatever, that love that when you put something in the microwave and you forget that it's in the microwave and you go and try to get it and your hand's about to burn. Well, that's where my love is now. That's where my love walk. You can do what you want to do, say what you want to do, act how you want to do. You're not going to penetrate my heart to bring the unforgiveness, the plaque, the deceit, whatever it was that was lingering there. I can't even tell you, but it was a multitude of things that's in there. So now all I want to do is show Christ that I love you for everything that you have done for me. Come on, Minister Chiquita, I know you have something that you can add to this fervent love topic this morning.
Yes, the fervent love, when I heard that word, the first scripture that came to my mind was, look to the heavens to which your help comes. That is a, that script itself tells you how much love that God has for you. He's yelling out too. Look to the heavens for which your help comes. That means you don't have to look to nobody else around you on this earth. Now, you do have to put forth the work. But forth the work, God will bless the hands of a man that works. You man that don't work, don't eat. So that's a true love of God right there. To let him know, let you know, hey, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. Listen to me. Don't worry about who else. What I'm here for. Sit with me. Look at me. Look at me. And that was one of them things in the Bible that stood out to me through my whole walk. Even when I wasn't on the righteous path, that verse, because at times that's the only person that I had. And at times God would remove different things and different people out of my life to make me know that's the love that he has for me, that I had to seek him. I had to lean on him. Money, different things. Now, with love comes correction. Out of love comes order. And that's the part of fervent love that we as saints have a hard time to deal with, because, once again, it goes back to accountability. We have to take accountability for the different things that we're doing in our life that's stopping the love of God. We have to remove those things out of our life. We have to keep put ourselves under supplication every day. Is it a daunting task? Maybe in the beginning it was, but right now, you just keep pushing. You get your mind set, eyes on the prize, Lord Jesus Christ. He's the prize. And I keep my mind on him every day, all day. No matter what is going on, my mind, I be looking right at God. Because that's the love that I have is so strong that I don't want nothing to contaminate that. I stay in prayer mode. I stay thinking. I stay worship in the Lord, because that's a relationship that you have to nurture to get the enrichment of the love. You have to work on your relationships. God gives you ever, forever, forever reverent love. Yes. But we have to get an unconditional love in our heart, that we have an ultimate fervent love for everything that's around us, like it's like Christ-like. We have to become Christ-like. They say to say be God. They said be Christ-like. So we have to have the same traits and attributes and different things of him in order for us to get to go into the promised land. That's love. That's love. When someone wants you to do right, when somebody's by your side and pull you on your coattail to tell you when you're right and when you're wrong, that's forever love. That's love right there. Now, we'll sit up there and talk about all the happy parts of the love, but we as people, we have to take accountability of all the parts of that forever love, all the parts. Ourselves, we have to. How can you hate things and then love something at the same time? You have to have a self-love to want to love somebody else. You have to love yourself first. How you going to receive love if you've never learned how to love yourself? That's something I had to do. And if you would see me in person, you'll be like, how you did not love yourself? You're a beautiful woman. I had problems because I didn't know the love of God. I didn't know that I had somebody there for me 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365, 366 on the leap year, looking after me, watching over me, making sure I was safe. I didn't know that. I thought it was supposed to be my mom and my daddy, to the point where I got hatred in my heart and different things that had set up in my spirit, discord and array, because I was looking at that. I was looking at my parents as being my God until I realized, no, God sent them to be a helper for me along my journey in life.
that was his, that's true love. That was true love. And when their time was over with, he let me show, he showed me and led me to people to where the true living Christ and God is actively working in their life. So that's how I know God loves people. God loves me. I see God working in men and women Christ life every day. And I'm sitting there like, wow, they did this. Wow, they got through that. I be thinking like, but that would have took me out. And they be doing it with like no sweat on their forehead. That's the true love of God. That's the anointing of God. That's the forever love that God has given us, having in our life. And I see it manifest every awesome to be in the presence of God and to live in his love and get the things that he's given us. He laid his son down on the cross for us. You won't do that. You couldn't do that. That is some humble, that's humble. That is the highest form of flattery to me. Because ain't no, I don't know, Lord. That was a walk that we had tough with in the wilderness. Because that's true love. He gave his only begotten son for me? For you? A wretch like me? A wretch like you? That's love. That's love. And we have to stay in a place to where we receiving that love. And that's God. That's God. That's God. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. 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 Going back to the scripture, I want to just pinpoint, because I need to add something, what the Holy Spirit let me know. Verse 7, it says, the end of the world is coming soon. Therefore, be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. Verse 8, most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. 9, cheerfully share your home with those who need a meal or a place to stay. I want to go back to verse 8 because it's a very touching thing for me. It says, most important of all, continue to show deep love with for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. And when I sit and I think about that, when I walked in the doors of ABM in 2018, I had a multitude of sins. A multitude, and I'm just being transparent today, and I'm not going to get emotional because, see, one thing I know about God's love, that is real feeling. It's not an emotion. It's not something that goes up and down, and today is one way and tomorrow is another. It's real, and like I told you all, I'm that person. I ask God to show me things, to prove things to me, and when he did, when I walked in the doors, he just started talking to me, and correction and discipline came into place as a minister, Chiquita, started talking about. But most of all, no matter, I came in with a multitude of sins, but love, the scripture says love covers a multitude of sins. See, I never was turned away. I never was put in a place or alienated or isolated or whatever. I was free to continue to learn the word of God. I was free to continue to give praises to his name. See, every time I went into the house of the Lord, even though I realized that God lives within me, but it was something about going into his presence. It was something about having an expectation that today you're going to receive, you're going to learn something new that you can apply into your life. Because I love you so much that I give you these different things. I'm teaching you these different things. See, love is when you have people walk into the door. You have people walk into the door of a church house, and you could take your shoes off and give them to those people. You could take the coat off your back and give them to your people. But God may sit and be talking to you about time. You could take the watch off your wrist and give it to those people. You can understand because the Spirit has shown you. You went into the Spirit, and the Spirit has shown you that this is an adulterer. This is a liar. This is this. This is that. But you don't turn turn that person away. See, this is what God is talking about. You have to be on fire. You have to have that love that no matter what you bring to the table, God loves me. And because I have accepted the love for him, because I walk in that love with him, because I've had my trials and tribulations, I'm no better. I need to share the greater love that he has shared with me with somebody else. And that's why I say it's just a, it's a personal thing. And I know that you and all, every last one of us have had situations that God has shown through somebody, people, places, that his love never fails. Yes, Jesus died on the cross for us, but we know that story. Today, I want to talk about another story. I want to talk about how God pours his love into others, his fervent love into others, and we are to continuously do it. So that means that your enemy that sat and threw you under the bus, your enemy that may have jacked up your credit, your enemy that may have taken something away from you that you might, that you were expecting, you are to still love them. I'm not telling you you got to be up under them. What I'm telling you is you cannot hoard on forgiveness. And also, if they come to you that they need a place to stay, I'm not telling you to put them in your house, but if you got the finances, you might find them someplace. If they say, I'm hungry, you are to feed them. That's what I'm talking about, fervent love. And we have people walking on this earth here and now every single day. I'm talking about when I call in the wee hours of the morning, I can get a prayer in, or what? I can get a prayer in to help me get to the next level. I can call no matter what it is that I'm going to get. Listen, this is how it is. This is how you have to take it, whatever. Baby, you just got to sit and fast, and you got to continue to do this and continue to do that. No, this is what you have to do. You need to wake up. You need to change this. You need to change that. That's love. That's love. And I'm able to sit and testify for it today. Because, see, if Jesus wouldn't have done what he have done, I wouldn't have been able to identify it today. If people, Jesus didn't do what he had done, and people grasped hold to what he had done, and they received it as their own, they sit and say, our holiness is who I am, and there is no apology. So what that is telling me is it doesn't matter what you do, what you say, how you say it, you will not separate my love from God. You will not put me in a place that's going to make me feel any type of way because I'm doing what my father, my daddy, has instructed me to do. It doesn't matter what the next person. And see, I had to be told that on two separate occasions. I had to be told that. Why are you worrying about what other people, whatever? What did God tell you? What does God say to you? And that is what took me to a place today that I can sit and recognize that Jesus dying on the cross for me was to help save my soul, to take me out of darkness and place me in light. But God didn't come down from heaven. I'm going to say this. He didn't come down from heaven to give me. God sent me. He sent me to a place where he knew that I would receive the rod of correction, where he knew that I was a sinner, a wretched sinner, that I'm going to put you in a place where I'm going to straighten you out, and I'm going to straighten you out by love. And sometimes it's going to be tough love. Sometimes it's going to be overabundantly happy love. But I'm going to put you in a place. I'm going to put you in a place by the time you get finished, you will have, you've been in that furnace and that smoke, that hotness, that heat from the furnace will continue to move on and on and on where you could share it. Just as someone poured into you, I want to pour it into someone else. And this is what the scripture is saying. This is what First Peter is saying. No matter, I'm paraphrasing it. I got to tell you how I know it. No matter what, no matter when, no matter how, the love that Jesus poured into you, the sacrifices that he made for you, Nothing else shouldn't make the difference, because see, you're looking at the big picture. You're not looking at minor things. You're in a major league, because Jesus' love is major. It's nothing minor about it. It's major love. So instead of you sitting here being petty, you better look at the bigger things, because see, he loved you so much. He didn't leave you in them soiled clothes. He didn't leave you in you not riding around in situations where you should have been dead, but you still here. You should have been dead, but you still here because he loved you that much. You should have been in places where nobody don't see you again. But guess what? He said, I'm going to put you in a place, clean you up, remold you, refine you, and put you out there. But this is the thing. I know that you're not in a place right now, because this is just the beginning for you. I'm going to give you, I'm going to send you, huh, to the potter's house. But it wasn't a pot. I'm using the word potter's house. He said, I'm going to send you to ADM, and I'm going to put you in the hands of the people that I have chosen to be your nurturer. And being your nurturer means in a time of correction, you will be corrected. In a time that you need to learn to learn accountability. I really didn't learn accountability and responsibility until, I'm going to be totally honest with you, probably 2 years. A year and a half now. It was always an excuse. Always an excuse. And those excuses was keeping me from my blessing. See, I had to realize that I said before that I stripped naked, but I really didn't. Really didn't. Just recently, into a two-year period, started taking out things. Started. And had to get to the point where I realized, God, you're just not going to go away. You're not going away. You love me, Father. So therefore, that's why you just continue through it all, through the heat, through the agony, through the strife, through the slander. You still say, you be still. You rest in my presence. That's love. That's love. And the love that he gives to me, I today can give it to someone else. I today can sit and tell you, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Keep persevering, because that love, that fervent love, that hot on fire tell you that you too hot to handle. You boiling over. Well, some will go to a place where somebody else needs it. But you have to be steadfast, immovable. You have to be in a place where you can identify it. Identify self. Identify where God has placed you. God makes no mistakes. His word never comes back void. God will show you things. You may not understand it, but through time, it'll come very clear to you. It'll come very clear. And I know some people may be on the line and they say, oh, they always talking about their church. They always talking about their people. But see, one thing about Jesus, he say spread the good news. I know he was talking about the word of God. But see, the things that I'm spreading to you come out of the book of the Bible. Because see, they had to learn it. Ah, what you think about that? It had to be learned. Some things had to be gone through. I can sit there and go, thou said the Lord, thus said. No, I'm being real with you, because I am a realist. I can sit and tell you. Minister Chiquita can sit and tell you. We can, everybody that has that is a member at our church, ADM, can tell you that God has used this couple in some way, shape, or form to bless them. To bless them, whether it was words of encouragement, whether it was whatever. He was there. He's there to bless. But I didn't say it enough. I have said I didn't actually went over my time, so you all forgive me. Apostle Temple, I'm not sure if you on the line. I mean, I know you on the line, and I apologize if I went over, but sometimes it's good to tell about the goodness of the Lord. And
you don't have nothing
to
be apologetic for. No, you don't have nothing to be apologetic for. Amen. Because when it's a flow, it's a flow. And at the end of the day, you know, I'm just in position, just in case I need to be needed to help, you know, to deliver. And you know, and that's the, and once again, it goes back to love. When you start dealing with God's people and the development of God's people, and people coming into their own, and you are not trying to overshadow or trying to have this, because at the end of the day, it's not about none of us. It's about spreading the word of God and God using a multitude who he want to use. Amen. And we just have to understand that. And at the end of the day, you know, just praise God that a word of God is just getting spread about. You know, one of the things that evangelists share, you know, everything was just so good. I was just sitting back and just enjoying it, from Minister Shakuta to evangelist. And one of the things that she shared, and it really needs to be a lot of teaching, especially in leadership on it. The scripture part, the part of the scripture when she said love covers a multitude of all sins. That area there is a very shady, foggy area in the body of Christ. And I love her, how she gave a testimony, how she came. And, yes, it has a lot of things, you know, that she was sharing pertaining to when she came. Scripture declares love covers a multitude of all sins. I don't get this thing to where people have to be so clean and so sparkly fresh before God could begin to develop them, or before somebody begin to work with somebody. They're a liar. I don't have nothing to do with them. They are a backstabber. Well, that's what the love of God died for. Help me to understand this. That's what the love of God died for. They ain't no good. I don't want none of it. That's what the love of God died for. And when you're in the kingdom of God and you are in the body of Christ, you cannot separate what you don't like, because that's what the Lord says. I come from the lost, not the ones that is found. Why he need to come from the ones that is found? And you already found. That don't make no sense. In the body of Christ, we don't become so judgmental of people that coming in and want to clean themselves up. You know, and to where people that is coming in and trying to find a place and they judgmental towards you, they have a right to be, because you are a Christ representative. Amen? So if you represent it outside of the will of Christ, something wrong, but you say you love him. You know, then if you say you love God, but you don't love God's people, regardless if they don't lie on you, stab you in your back end, they still, if you got the love of God, you still love everything pertaining to God. It's no way that the saints of God and the peoples of God, we say we love God and we got the love of God, but yet we can't love somebody in their stinky mess. But God love us in ours. But yet we can't love somebody in their foolishness. But God love us in ours. And I believe people done forget where they come from. You wasn't cleaned all the way through your life. You don't have some stinking moment. You're probably still stinking now into foolishness and sin. But the scripture declares, and that's why God ain't rule you out and push you to the side. Took your ashes of life, and made it into something because of the love of him. Amen. We so much of people don't want to deal with folks and judgmental. I don't want to deal with you. You can't deal with you. I can't fool with you. Well, how is that? This is the body of Christ. You know, this is what God called the fivefold ministry to work in, not to just say, oh, girl, y'all, I touch and agree with you. Sha-da-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. No. The anointing doesn't come to deal with you already saved folks. It comes to destroy some yokes. If you want to see a powerful move of God, a man or a woman that really have the love of God, let them begin to work in the office or work into the things of breaking some yokes and destroy some things for the love of the kingdom, for the love of people, to see them be developed, their life changes, not trying to be like undercover vampires with Christian suits on and try to suck the living life out of folks. Amen. Financially, spiritually, mentally, that is not the love of Christ. That is the love of yourself and the love of demonicity. Amen. We got to be careful. God comes to give you something. He ain't come to suck the life out of you. He comes to help you to be developed. That's the correction that even Minister Shaquita was talking about. You know, love, you know, everybody want to talk about the good stuff, but what about the correction? What about, and that's for to develop and for the, your life to enhance, not to put you down, not to destroy you. And we got to decipher the areas in it too, because sometimes people that doesn't have love for themselves and not ready to get they self and focus on they self, amen, they will take things the wrong way. But when people got a love for they self and they know it's true and they're walking in truth within they self, amen, they will receive correction because they know it's for your own good. Love comes a multitude of all sins. It's not my job as a leader and as a pastor because somebody done lied and stabbed me and don't put up some foolishness and I walked away, don't spoke to all this stuff to kick them to the curb. That is not, I can't sit here and say I got the love of God and that's happened. Oh, they got all this foolishness. I don't care if this is true. Love comes a multitude of all sins. It's my job to cover. It's my job to cover them. Yeah, it might be true, but you won't never know. You won't hear agreements from me because why? It's my job to cover them. I don't care. If God don't place them in our hands, where y'all pastors and bishops and apostles at? If God don't place this multitude, my God, in your care, it's your job to cover. It ain't our job to go and put them down. Nah, you got no foolishness. You probably got foolish. You still got foolishness because the Bible declares we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. Somewhere in our life, even now, that we are missing the mark. But because of the love of God that done died on the cross for our sins, that's why it's able to cover the multitude of everything, even in our thinking, in our stinking mess. That's something that Pastor Smith used to say. Even our thinking, amen, God still covering us. And if it have not been for the love of God, if it have not been for the things of God, you won't be in a place where you're at right now. So at the end of the day, who are you to push by the wayside and God ain't push you by the wayside? That ain't the love of God. We need to redefine this stuff. Amen. It ain't about what I pick and choose I don't want to deal with. I don't came across many people. They had deceit in their heart. They had betrayal in their heart. They had all this kind of stuff in their heart. But it will never stop me to keep on with the plan of God because what I know, because it's not about them. It's about the love of God that he has for them. God loved them, loved the people so much. He's willing to try to look over your mess and sacrifice one of his best to go and try to pull you out of your mess. Amen. That's the love of Christ and the love of leaders and the love of the people that is in God. It's not my job to expose you that is going to bring death, my God, to you because the Bible declares there's power, life, and death and the power of the tongue. It's my job as a believer, it's my job as a saint of God, continue to build you up, show you ways how you can begin to wean yourself off of addiction that you had way before you came to Christ, help you through your rough time, help you through, and don't be judgmental. If you still a minister, I still call you a minister in your mess. If you are a pastor, I still call you a pastor in the time of your weakness, because when you're in the will of God, it doesn't matter what we got going on. It matter what we have going on. Are we getting it together? It's when God says you stop focusing on yourself and working on yourself. That's when I got a problem. I don't have a problem when you come up short, amen, but yet you get up and brush yourself off and you get back in the race and keep on running and you keep on striving because over time, every place that is made crooked, I want to preach to somebody right now, every place that made crooked, the love of God going to make it straight. Every place or every step in your life that was wobbly, the love of God going to come come in and make it right. You just got to keep walking around that crooked place. You're going to come into the plains of God because he loves you so much. Every wobbly step, let me tell you something, it's a matter of time. If you keep on pushing, if you keep on going, and if you keep on trusting God, that wobbly step going to come up straight. My God Almighty, every immature thinking, every stinking thinking, baby, it's just a matter of time. You keep embracing the things of God. You stay in the house. You stay in the place. You stay in the walk with God. It's a matter of time. That going to straighten out. Can I prophesy for somebody right now? I know you're going through. I know it seems like it's to no end. But baby, God love you so much that he willing to take your issues before you was born and put it on a cross and died and crucified. So it's a matter of time for the funeral ceremony over your problems, the funeral ceremony over your issues, the funeral ceremony over the things that trying to take you out, because love covers the multitude of, my goodness, I wasn't ready to preach this morning, of all things. Hallelujah. It's not my job. It's my job as a leader. It's my job as somebody that loves Christ. Keep my eyes and focus in him. It's not my job to say what I don't want to receive. I don't want you as people that is coming and want to get developed and want to get their things together. What if God do you like that? What if God do myself like that? You won't be where you at right now. Let's stop this thing, because this is what God called the body of Christ to. This is what the sacrifice was all about. This is what the resurrection of Christ Sunday morning was all about. Many people jump and shout on this day and say he rose one third morning, but it wasn't about his resurrection, because at the end of the day, God created the heavens and hell. He created the devil. He created all this stuff, and no way in the world was able to hold him down in the first place. It was about the filthiness of man. It was about the dirtiness of man, the sacrifice, my God, of our weakness, the sacrifice of the stinking stuff that is in our life, the trial and the different thing. It was about, so can I tell somebody before I get off the line, baby, it's already ended before it started. Let me say that again, because I don't know if Nigeria heard me. It already ended before it started. Let me talk to something, my God Almighty. United Kingdom people, it already ended before it started. Let me talk to some United States America people. It already ended before it started. Let me holler at some of ADM members, the ones that is on the line and the ones that ain't sleeping in their bed. It already ended before it started. Why? Because when God, my God, showed up on the scene in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, whosoever will believe in him shall not die, my God Almighty, shall not perish, but have eternal life. It's already ended before it started because of the love of God. Back to you, evangelist. I'm out.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you always showing up and showing out. You always showing up. And see, this is what I tell you all. You never know when God and what God is going to say. You never know what he wants you to get at that point and at that time. You never know. So stay woke. Stay focused and understand who he is. It's all about understanding who God is. When you can understand and receive the knowing, this message this morning will have chills running up and down your spine, because it was nothing but the Holy Spirit that let you know that it was already ended before it started because of John 3:16. And I don't have anything else to say. The only thing I want to do is let you know that you just got a preview of what God has for you.
on Sunday morning. So I sit and say to you, invite your friends, invite everybody, call everybody, go on your Facebook page, go on your Instagram page, whatever it is, and tell them to come and join us on Sunday morning to hear what God has to say to you. So let God was speaking to you this morning, letting you know he loves you. I'm not going to go back in it. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing just what you do. We'll see you on Sunday morning, bright and early, 10:45, as I said before. See, I didn't know why God had me to say that. Anyway, as I said earlier, the lines are busy, then you continue to dial in because God has a word for you. So to God be the glory. Enjoy your Good Friday. Just know it was already ended before it began. John 3:16. We love you, but God loves you most. You all have a beautiful weekend. God bless.